Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Benelli. Watch a green bat tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. You're dialed set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here. We're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call in, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. John's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Laura Wilson's with us, the Highland Perspective. She's a broadcaster, and you can listen to her on the Micro Effect Saturday, 10 a.m. Mountain, 11 a.m. Central on Saturday, the Micro Effect. And we're going to talk about wind turbines. Welcome, Laura Wilson.
Good morning, Vince. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm delighted. And, you know, this is the topic that is of concern to me. And I'll tell you why. I met with a man who has an elevated position within the rural electric cooperatives in Missouri. And as I drive through rural Missouri, I see lights on during the daytime. And you know, these people don't look all that well off. You know, where they're leaving lights on. I'm thinking, you know what? I'm probably going to end up having to pay their electric bill. So it bothers me. And the waste of anything bothers me. So I approached him and I said, would you have someone come on, or would you like to come on the radio and talk about how we can reduce our electric consumption? Would you like to come to the expo and give a seminar on what happens when people don't pay their electric bills and so forth? He said, no, you don't understand. We're in the business of electric consumption. We want people to use electricity. So here we have a man in an elevated position who's in the business of encouraging people to use electricity, you know, beyond their means. All right. And then what happens? In order to make that electricity, we have to do things like more power plants, more electric generations, solar farms, wind turbines. And it's all injurious to the environment. I believe that other people should do what we're doing here at the farm. We run our farm, an entire farm, on about $100 per month of electricity. Now, if we can run a farm and the broadcast with all the computers that are involved and everything that's involved in making this broadcast happen and raising, let's say, 100 head of cows on $100 a month, and heat and cool and all that, and refrigeration, dishwasher, washing machine, lights, the same things that most people have on $100 a month, I think others can do the same. That being said, I would like to see us reduce our consumption, not increase it, meaning get rid of some of the excess capacity that we would have if we reduced our consumption. And that's what today's broadcast is about, because what we're talking about is installing more power generation equipment in the form of wind turbines. Laura Wilson, what's going on?
Yes, well, I live east of Colorado Springs, about 40 miles northeast of Colorado Springs on rural property. My husband and I moved out here in 2012 and purchased a small piece of property. It's 35 acres. But that's enough for us, and we came out here with the sole intent of becoming more self-reliant and more self-sufficient. We wanted to grow organic vegetables and things like that that we could share with our friends that live in the city that are not capable of doing what we can do. And so we thought, well, if we can grow some organic vegetables and whatnot, that way we can provide to our friends and other people that we know and our family members organic, good quality vegetables much cheaper than they could purchase them at Whole Foods and retail stores like that. So this was kind of a, you know, as we move from our silver years into our golden years, this was kind of our dream for the last part of our life. We also wanted to have the farm be productive so that we would have something to leave our children that they would be proud of, and hopefully one of them would want to come out here and continue what we are doing. And so this was an investment, and certainly wasn't something that we thought we were going to lose a lot of money on. But anyway, we came out here, and shortly after we got here, we found out within about 9 months that there was a proposed, quote-unquote, proposed wind farm coming into our area. Now, to me, the word proposed does not mean that the county commissioners have already been bribed with millions of dollars and have accepted that bribe in which they call a development fee, and that this whole thing was already a done deal. Proposed does not mean that to me. But we got involved immediately because I was familiar with the negative health impacts and the negative property value impacts that it can cause for a wind farm to be installed all around your property and your home. And started getting involved in it right away and discovered such a tremendous amount of county corruption that it's literally snowballed. We started what ends up being at this point the El Paso County Property Rights Coalition. And the coalition is growing by leaps and bounds. People are coming on board as assistants, supporters, and donors to try to help us stop this wind farm from coming in and dominating our area. This is a 25,000 acre footprint in this wind farm in a fairly densely populated area. And the more that people have found out, the more outrageous the whole thing has become. Currently, we have lawsuits going against the county and against the wind farm developer. I actually have an injunction going against the wind farm developer to stop them from building until we can get this heard in a court of law. So basically, folks, when you've got a county commission or a city council, that is called a quasi-judicial group. These are people that do not have to have any type of credentials whatsoever. They can be a dog poop scooper. They can be a person that cuts hair. They can, you know, and these people get voted into office, and then they start making land use decisions that can horribly impact other people, especially when they're getting paid off.
Laura, it reminds me of something that happened in Virginia. And when I lived there, Allied Waste, second largest waste company in the country, wanted to put a dump in the county at the intersection of two main highways on top of an aquifer near a rail line. And in Virginia, trash is considered interstate commerce, and you can't restrict it. So from all sides of the Commonwealth of Virginia, trash would be trucked in, about one truck every 2 minutes, literally. And we wanted to fight it, and it was the fight of our lives. Once these county commissioners are bribed, it is really, really hard to undo the crimes that they have agreed to commit. And we saw the same kind of corruption that you're talking about. What do you want to do to affect the change? What do you want to happen? Do you want the wind farm to stop?
Well, we definitely do. We do not want the wind farm here at all. What it came out to be was, Vince, this is a $400 million tax subsidy. And basically, the only thing green going on here is $400 million being forced from the paychecks of American workers into the hands of the third largest energy company in the United States. And they share just a little pittance of that money with the county commissioners, and they coerce people into signing contracts with them and letting them put these wind turbines on their properties out here. And they give them a little pittance of the money. So the truth of the matter is the only thing green about this thing is money changing hands. And because the American public have been so extremely brainwashed by the media and by people like Al Gore, you know, that are making all these claims about global warming and things like that, which, you know, a tremendous amount of scientists have already stepped forward and said this global warming thing is nothing but a hoax. But what we've got going on here is, this is a situation that people's property values are horribly diminished when these wind turbines are surrounding their homes in large clusters. And there are terrible negative health impacts and things like that. Actually, now there's a new a bunch of evidence that has come out that show that where the wind turbines are installed, because of the vibrations in the ground that the wind turbines cause and a condition called infrasound, because of that, all the earthworms go away from the area. So if people are trying to farm, now these sensitive little earthworms are chased out of the area entirely. And this is an absolutely horrific situation. And so what we want to do inevitably is we believe that the wind farm developer will go away. Originally, they had one kind of a plan that was approved by the county commissioners. Then later on, after they paid the county commissioners a big chunk of money, it was $1.625 million. This was an initial payment on this bribe. Once they make the initial payment on the bribe, then NextEra Energy turned around and said, oh, we need to change the entire plan now. And part of this change of this plan had to do with, instead of underground transmission lines in a neighborhood in Falcon, Colorado, 25 miles west of me, they decided to take the transmission lines and put them overground on these huge structures, practically right on top of those people's homes over in Falcon, Colorado. So it was almost as if the wind farm developer had the attitude that once they had paid the county, now they had the keys to the county, and now they could make any changes or do anything they wanted to, regardless of who would be negatively impacted.
You know, you mentioned infrasound. In addition to that, the electromagnetic radiation caused by current flowing through cables and wires causes insects, ants, to leave. They literally leave. They pack up and leave. And I was out in the field a couple days ago with Mrs. Finelli, and we were picking up some limbs that had fallen down, and under the limbs were ants, and the ants were, you know, eating the wood, causing the wood to decay, to turn it into soil. You know, we need these insects. I mean, a lot of us say, you know, we don't want bugs in our house. Yeah, okay, well, we need them for farming. We really do, and I'm a farmer. We come back, we're going to talk more about these wind turbines. They're a nuisance. And, you know, I'm sure you've heard of the term NIMBY, N-I-M-B-Y. Not in my backyard. And you're going to be accused of that. You're going to be accused of that. We'll come right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. or the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, yesterday I had an awful experience with an insurance adjuster, and I've decided to expose the home and automobile insurance industry on Monday. And I'm going to tell you a story on Monday about what happened to me and what the insurance industry is like. And I'd like you to come up with your stories. So it's going to be, let's expose the insurance industry, home insurance, auto insurance. So on Monday, I'd like you to call in a second hour with your stories about what's happened to you. Name the names. You can even give out phone numbers if you want. So name the names of the insurance companies that have treated you badly, have lied to you, have stolen money from you. And I'm going to name the names too. So on Monday, you can call in. And let me give you the number, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And that's where I'm going to expose the Farm Bureau Insurance Company. We'll talk about Allstate, and we'll talk about all the rest. Okay? So think about your stories. Write your notes. Call in 866-582-9933, and let's let them have it on Monday, second hour. Laura Wilson's with us. Laura, I mentioned the term NIMBY, N-I-M-B-Y, NIMBY. And so when you say, you know what, we don't want these wind turbines in our neighborhood. You know, we bought this property thinking that we would be free from harassment, free from government help, free from all these nuisances. That's why we moved here. If we wanted the hustle and bustle, we'd move to the city. Now, we moved to the middle of nowhere because we wanted to be free from it. But then the guys who want to put the wind turbines in say, Laura, come on. Yeah, I know what the problem is. You don't want it to be in your backyard. You love electricity just like everybody else, but you don't want the smokestacks. You don't want the noise. You want it in somebody else's backyard. That's what they say, right?
Well, it is. And the thing is that what they don't understand is that a lot of people do come out. Now, there are a lot of people in my area that are hooked to the electric grid. There is a rural electric company out here, and the rates are very high compared to the rates inside the city of Colorado Springs, where I used to live. And when we moved out, we decided that we did not want any electric lines on our property. So we started working at putting together our own individual solar system, which makes us self-reliant, and it makes us responsible for our own electric usage. Now, the not in my backyard thing, and oh yes, we have had that thrown in our faces many, many times. But I'd like to ask everybody, you know, when you've got people, and there are quite a few of them out in my area that have their own solar power system on their house. Some of them are grid tied, some of them are not. I do not want to be grid tied. I don't want any corporation having a reason to come on my property and feel that they have the right to do so. So I don't want to be grid tied. This is my property. That's how I see it. I don't have a propane tank outside my house, so a propane company comes on my property. I am completely away from corporate control or corporate domination of my little farm. And so here you have people that are willing to spend that money to put a solar energy system on their house so that they can be self-reliant, and yet they are supposed to be imposed upon by a 50-story turbine or a cluster of these 50-story turbines, you know, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 feet from their homes, roaring and flashing lights all night long. And, of course, you know, the higher the wind, the pitch of the actual audible noise changes and all these types of things, the infrasound, the vibrations in the ground, the vibrations in basements, all of the different things that are negative impacts. And, yes, not in my backyard is a very good thing to say, but the next thing we can say with that little acronym of NIMBY is next it might be you. And so people that would look at this and say, well, you know, Laura, that's your problem. You live over there. Or that is the problem of the people in Ontario who have completely become completely dominated by this wind energy thing. And for those that have no clue what I'm talking about, you can go on YouTube and just type in the word downwind. It is an hour and a half long documentary. It was made and filmed up in Ontario. You sit there for an hour and a half and listen to what those people in Ontario have gone through over the madness of this green energy obsession that these governments and these big corporations have. And by the time you can get through that hour and a half of listening to that and viewing what is happening there, I guarantee you, you'll have a different attitude about NIMBY.
Yeah, and by the way, I've experienced NIMBY, and that's what they said to me when we didn't want the dump in our county. Yeah, you don't want the dump. Yeah, and we didn't want the prison either. And we fought them, and we beat them. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Lauren Wilson's with us. And yesterday I was on the phone and with someone that I hadn't spoken with previously, and we were talking about all these things that are going wrong. We were talking about the corruption, the violent climate change, and, you know, the list went on and on. And toward the end of the conversation, this lady said to me, Vincent, can you say something positive? And I said, sure. It looks like Hillary Clinton won't be president. I mean, if you think about it, we are absolutely outnumbered by these threats. They are all around us. And so Laura Wilson and her husband move to a location to be free from harm. And there it is. These 50-story wind towers. They're a huge threat. Absolutely huge threat. And Laura, so when someone says, Laura, I'd love to come visit you. Can you give me directions? You're going to say, yeah, right under the wind turbines. Right?
Sure.
When I lived in Virginia, I went on the radio and I said, okay, we'll be known as the town with the prison. Yeah. All you do is just, you know, go on the highway. And when you come to the prison, that's us. And this NIMBY thing, not in my backyard. Right. Does Barry Satoro want a wind turbine on the White House lawn? Does your Congress critter want one in his neighborhood? Does your governor want one in his neighborhood? The answer is no. So not in my backyard works for every one of us. Nobody wants a blight. Nobody. So the answer really is not more power generation. The answer is reduction in consumption. Using energy, using plastic as if it's really valuable, because it is. That's really the answer, don't you think, Laura?
I absolutely do, and I'm glad you brought that up about the politicians. Not one of our El Paso County commissioners live in our area at all. In fact, most of them live in the city or in very exclusive gated communities and in areas like that where there is absolutely no power poles or telephone lines overhead or anything of that nature. And, you know, one of the things that irritated so many of the people that are in our coalition is that our county commissioner, who doesn't even live in our area at all, but boy, she's really pretty. She kind of looks like Sarah Palin, you know, and I guess that's one of the requirements these days for getting into that type of an office. But anyway, she stated after she had approved this change in the plan. The original plan was bad enough, and we didn't have the resources at the very beginning to even know how to fight this. So after the first initial approval for the wind farm, then later on when this next approval comes along where they want to change the plan and put the transmission lines over people's houses and change the actual siting envelopes of the turbines, putting the turbines closer to non-participating homes, wanting to put the turbines closer to right-of-ways and things of this nature. And for those of you that don't, that live in the South and whatnot that are listening to me, there is something that can collect on these turbine blades. And the ice can collect in huge chunks. I live at 7,000 feet in the high prairie. We get a condition called ice fog in the wintertime. And the ice can actually collect on the turbine blades and then come off of there, you know, a 40 or 50-pound chunk of ice, and go through the windshield of your car, go through the windshield of a school bus, hit the cattle. There is one account on the Internet that I read where a man was practically cut in half by a piece of this ice coming off of these turbine blades, because the tip of that blade is traveling 200 miles an hour. So there are definitely some health and safety issues here that need to be looked at when these companies want to put these huge machines close to people's homes. And back to the county commissioners, one of them actually admitted after the planning commission voted these changes down by 6-3, then the whole situation went before the county commissioners, and they unanimously approved all of the changes as if, you know, any of them had an IQ higher than one shoe size. And yes, I am going to be ugly about it. But what they did was the next day, the county commissioner actually from our area got up on the national news and claimed that she voted to approve the changes in this project because she had been threatened and they were scared that the wind farm developer was going to sue the county. Now, when we looked into this and said, well, why would they be so scared of a lawsuit? We found out that they had been given this initial payment from the wind farm developer several months before the changes in the plan had been voted on, and the county commissioners had already spent that money. So we've got extreme corruption here in El Paso County that really needs to be dealt with. And yes, there are people talking about recall efforts. Colorado's kind of famous for the recall of the communist senators that wanted to regulate everybody's firearms here. So there is some recalls being spoken about for these county commissioners. But what we've got really going on at this point, audience, is we've got a few people out here that formed a small community coalition that actually signed huge fee agreements with some Denver law firms to try to get this situation into a district court. And all of us as individuals are on the hook for these legal fees. And these are extravagant legal fees. But if we can make this happen, we will win. And I actually believe that we will. Now, then
if you can make what happen, you'll win.
Well, if we can get this into a court of law and have an honest judge, which, you know, at this point in time, we're finding out that the judge down here in the District Court of El Paso is actually putting us off and not letting us actually get into court with this. He keeps putting us off and scheduling status conferences between the Next Era attorneys. And folks, Next Era is a $72 billion energy corporation, and they are co-defendants with our county commissioners. Now, if that's not something wild right there, then nothing is. So they're all acting as co-defendants. Whenever they file documents or motions, they act together. Yes.
Laura, our experience is none of that works. We've got, it's very, very difficult. I'll tell you if you want me to, I'll tell you what does work based on my experience. Michael from New York, you're on with Laura Wilson and me, Vin Finelli. Welcome.
Well, good morning, Vincent, and, you know, I just wanted to comment that the answer to all this is exactly what your guest is doing. Solar energy at the individual residential level is what that technology is really all about, not occupying tons of acres for wind or panels. It's ridiculous. And instead of these traders and foreign agents that should all be hung and giving away billions of dollars to all these foreign countries and all that crap, that money, or bailing out all these banks that should just crash because they've made all those bad investments, they should just crash because of their bad management. All that money should go to the American people, the hardworking American people only, not the lards. The hardworking American people, that tax money should go back to them and more so that they could all have solar on their own premises and we would not have to deal with all this crap with these municipalities when it comes to supplying us with electricity, all the pollution associated with it, and the ripoffs as well.
Laura?
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. In fact, you know, these tax subsidies, if they would help people get solar on their own homes, then this would solve a tremendous amount of problems. But once again, we've got a huge amount of money. It's the redistribution of wealth. It's taking the tax money away from the individual American worker and putting it in the hands of these mega corporations and, you know, some bribe money for the county commissioners or the city councils or whatever, and then, you know, tossing out a little bit for the people that want to sign these lease agreements.
No question about it. And what Michael and you are talking about is decentralized, individually owned power generation for each home. So if you want solar panels and if you want to put them on your house, what a great way to go. I have an answer. I've been through this, and in Virginia, I've been through two massive fights, and I know what works and what doesn't work. I know. Do you want to hear that, or would you rather use this time for something else, Laura?
No, I mean, please go ahead. I do want to talk about the water issue out here. Can I briefly touch on that real quick? Because
sure.
I know
go
we're
ahead.
Short on time. Okay, folks, on top of everything else, the little town of Calhoun, Colorado, illegally allowed 2.5 million gallons of water, which is an extremely precious resource out here in Colorado. In fact, water out here is so extremely precious that in order to get wells dug on the area that I live in, it is a 700-foot well, and that is only for residential use. Okay, so water is extremely precious out here. And suddenly, 2.5 million gallons of water that the little teeny-weeny town of Calhoun, 8 miles away from me, had pumped out of their wells actually went over into a water pit that was stored up because this wind farm developer could not get the water to build these huge concrete bases underground. It takes 660 yards of concrete per wind turbine. And we're supposed to have 150 of those wind turbines out here in my area. So 660 cubic yards of concrete, that's a tremendous amount of water. And you know, here's this water suddenly coming up missing out of Calhoun. This last week alone, the Ranchland News is what it's called. It's a little local newspaper here. It is mainstream media. They reported on the front page of their newspaper that the Colorado Bureau of Investigation has now been called in on this corruption on this missing water. So now on top of everything else, we've got a water issue, and this is this entire situation is so detrimental to the people that live in my area. Numerous people have already had to have their wells re-drilled because they started running out of water. Wells that were pumping 25 gallons a minute started pumping 8 gallons a minute. And so people are having to have their wells re-drilled. It is very, this whole wind farm debacle is extremely damaging to our area. I just wanted to get that out. And also, too, Vince, I do have a couple of raffles going. They're not actually raffles. If people donate to us $5 to help us with this, we will enter their names 5 times into a drawing for a Rick Satellite system that has been donated by Rick Satellite. And we will also enter their names into, if they choose to, they can have 2 cases of dried food, freeze-dried variety, that we will ship to them. And I'll give everybody the information on the other side of the break for that.
Yeah, and by the way, Rick Kaler of Rick Satellite is going to be on with us on the 5th of May. Yeah, next week. Good guy. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GenStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GenStone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh, God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Laura Wilson's with us. Hey, Laura, you know, you had mentioned 660 cubic yards of concrete for each one of these towers. I just want to put in perspective for our class today what that means. A concrete truck, you know, the kind that you see going down, these really heavy concrete trucks, they hold 10 yards. Maximum, topped off, 10 yards maximum. That's 66 concrete trucks per tower. So, how many towers?
150, roughly. They keep changing the number on us.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I just wanted to put that in perspective. So how do we get in touch with you?
You can go on our website, and it's kind of a new website, so, you know, bear with us, folks. We're trying to build it as we go. It's the initials for the El Paso County Property Rights Coalition. I know that's very long. So the website is EPCPRC. Again, that's EPCPRC.org, and that stands for El Paso County Property Rights Coalition. We also have a Facebook page. Now, if you want to go on and donate on our website, and our Facebook page does have a lot of information on it that is extremely informative, but if you want to go on and donate, for every $5 donated, your name will automatically be entered 5 times into our drawing, and this helps us to raise money to pay these tremendous legal fees, and at the same time, we can offer you 2 cases of Thrive freeze-dried variety food. That's Thrive Life, and I'm one of the people that buys Thrive Life. I absolutely love that food. That's 25-year storage food that's freeze-dried, and it's fabulous. So two cases of that or a Rick satellite system, and this will be shipped to the winner. So I would greatly encourage, you know, everyone to just pull in. If you can throw in 10 or 20, that would even be better. But I'll tell you what, every $5 counts is so extremely important to us to help us with this. And I did want to throw out one more thing. I'll give you the website once again in case you're struggling to get a pen. Recently, we did find out that the county commissioners, as co-defendants with the $72 billion Next Era Energy Corporation, asked our attorneys and demanded the names and physical addresses of every member of our coalition. And we believe that is so that the county can harass people for permits and this kind of thing out on their properties to see if somebody put on a porch on their shed or something like that without a permit. We also believe it is so that NextEra Energy, who has a tremendous history of suing individual people and literally driving them off their farms with these lawsuits, because people just get to the point they can't pay legal fees and they have to relinquish their farm, okay? So NextEra Energy is notorious for doing this, and we believe that they want the names and addresses of our coalition members so that they can try to individually sue people and literally drive them into the ground, kind of like teaching them a lesson, you know, and at the same time make them lose their property. So that's one thing that has happened very recently. I want everyone to know that. I'm sorry?
You want to fight back?
Oh, I do want to fight back more than anything, and so does our coalition.
Okay, very simply. We fought back. We tried everything. We tried radio. We tried newspapers. We tried letters to the editor. We tried full-page ads in the newspaper. We had meetings. We had petitions. Nothing worked. The only thing that worked was 8.5 by 11 pieces of paper folded like a number 10 envelope and the county commissioner's name on the address to their home, to their business address, to their official address. And when we fought the dump, it would be like R.B. Clark, Russell B. Clark, R.B. Dump Clark, sent to his home, sent to every address he had. Great big letters on the back. It said, you're fired. No return address. Okay. Hundreds of them were sent to each of the county commissioners. Then we stopped in front of their houses and stopped and pulled over in front of their houses. Multiple people in the car pointed out the front door or front window. Point at the front door. Pointed them out in the supermarket. Pointed them out in church. And I'm talking about pointing for a long time, like a couple minutes. Absolutely uncomfortable pointing. Their wives were in a panic. Their children were in a panic. They were singled out. Exactly the tactics that you're talking about that they're using on you. Turn them around, use them on them. We use those tactics and we shut these guys down. They panicked and they stopped the dump. And they took the bribes, just like the others. Laura Wilson, that's the tactic that I suggest you consider. Laura Wilson.
That's awesome, Ben.
And
that's awesome.
You're going to be on with John Moore on Monday. John Moore on RBN.
Body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of Better Body Circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.